pulverize your grant.
Okay.
Section air.
I mentioned a wagon a minute ago. What do you call that thing that the wagon wheels turn on? That's your...
Your spin.
Your spindler. Is that the long thing, you know, that goes up under the wagon and will turn on the wheels?
Well,
cars have them too, you know.
Yeah. The wagon axle goes all the way across.
Okay.
And put a wheel on each side.
Right.
Each end, see.
Okay.
And of course it has a spindle there that you put your wheel on. So you can put your nut on there on the end of that little axle there to get your wheel on and you're ready.
What do you call these wooden frames that carpenters use them a lot, you know? The ends of them are kind of shaped like a letter A, and you could lay planks across them and make yourself a kind of a temporary picnic table.
That's what we always call them horses.
Horses.
Laying planks across it.
Yeah.
Saw.
Well, have you ever seen a wooden frame that looked something like that, an X, and you could put a log or something right there in the middle of it and saw it off like that?
Yeah, it's a rack to saw wood in.
Rack for the wood.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. when you get up in the morning, you might go get in the bathroom and straighten your hair with a comb and what else?
Brush.
Brush.
Yeah.
And when you say that, you got if you got any hair, you say you're doing what to your hair? You have to.
You'd have to brush your hair.
Brush your hair.
Okay. Get them cakes out of it.
I have to do a little bit more. Than,
yeah. I got a. My son. His hair is a kinky. It's about like a colored fellow's hair.
Is that right?
Yeah. My daughter too. Her hair is just curly.
Is that right? Mm. Yeah, I've had that situation a long time. What about if you're gonna shave yourself with a straight razor, that leather thing that you might
leather strap.
Yeah.
Razor strap. I get it right.
Yeah. Okay. Talking about guns, you'd use a shell in a shotgun, but what would you use in a pistol or a rifle?
Cartridge.
You might have played on one of these when you were little, but it was a board that was anchored right in the middle. Somebody could get on one.
Seesaw.
And when you did that, you said you were
seesawing.
And this was something else that you might have played on, a long board anchored in the middle that would go around.
Yeah, a merry-go-round.
That was a merry-go-round.
Yeah.
Did you ever get drunk on one of those?
Yeah. I have turned around the floor, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And,
oh, boy.
You couldn't walk. You just turned around.
Well, what about these things that are suspended from limbs of trees by ropes, and you could have a board right there and sit on it, you know?
A swing. Rope swing.
Mm-hmm. What about if you were burning coal for heat? What do you call the container that you would keep the coal in?
Coal scuttle.
That's a scuttle. Now, what did that thing look like? Was it
Well, it was a bucket-like, but it had on one side, it would be tapered out and kind of have a mouth-like to it, mm-hmm. where you could pour it into grate or stones.
Okay. What about if you had a knife or an axe that you wanted to put an edge on? What would you sharpen it with?
Whet rock.
Mm-hmm.
Now, or you could sharpen, we use file a whole lot. And I got the whet rocks too. And then you can whet your butcher knives and pocket knives and so on.
Now, is a whet rock a grindstone or is that something different?